UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu by phone on Wednesday. According to Ban's spokesman, they discussed a number of issues, including the resumption of Israeli-Palestinian talks and the larger situation in the region, including Syria's troubles. But that wasn't all.
The Secretary General also raised the deteriorating health condition of the Palestinian hunger strikers in Israeli custody, highlighting the need for an urgent solution. We also had a statement yesterday expressing the Secretary General's concerns about the rapidly deteriorating condition of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli custody.
Further specifics of that conversation were hard to come by on Wednesday. However, Nasirki said that he wouldn't characterize the conversation between the Secretary General and Netanyahu, and he wouldn't get specific about what Ban had in mind when he called for an urgent solution. In his statement of Tuesday afternoon, however, Ban did call on Israel to use due process to charge and try the Palestinian prisoners it holds or release them immediately. Now, Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have gotten new attention of late due to the hunger strike of Samer Issawi, a Palestinian who was released in a prisoner swap deal between Israel and Hamas a year ago. Issawi, however, was rearrested soon after his release. Issawi began the hunger strike late last July to raise awareness of Israel's treatment of Palestinian prisoners. He's said to be on the verge of death, yet he was denied bail by an Israeli court a day ago, and the charges he's being held under have never been released. His cause has caught fire as hundreds of other Palestinian prisoners have begun to refuse to eat, and UN officials in Ramallah say they're trying to mediate as best they can.
The Secretary General himself is seized with this issue. He's concerned about this issue. He's expressed that concern both to His Excellency President Abbas and to the Israeli authorities. That is, I think, shows that the United Nations is seized with the issue of the hunger strikers here, and also more broadly with the issue of administrative detention.
In fairness, exacting any kind of action regarding release of illegal prisoners is not the job of the UN Secretary General. Such actions are the duty of the UN Security Council, which has time and again shown its inability to deal with such Israeli crimes due to the Council's architecture and specifically American abuse of its veto power on behalf of Israel. Palestinian leaders have plainly pointed to the prisoners and illegal Israeli settlement building as roadblocks that must be overcome if talks are to resume. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.